The sound of squeegees pressing white vinyl block letters on a window interrupts the silence at the Coralville Public Library. 4 members of the Grin City Collective have traveled from a 320-acre farm north of Grinnell to install an excerpt from an essay written by Kevin Hayworth. He's a professor at Ohio University in Athens, and he spent parts of the past 2 summers in Iowa contributing to a rare public display of writing. As he watches the library window essentially become a page from his work, Hayworth calls it a remarkable combination of art and text.
You know, seeing your work affirmed by being out in public and having a permanence which has a different form than being in print.
Grin City began in 2006 when a Grinnell native named Joe Lucina convinced his parents to allow him to bring some undergraduate art major friends to spend a few weeks on their nearly century-old family farm. Since then, it's become a creative retreat for all kinds of artists, musicians, and performers. The first writer-in-residence arrived in 2010, and Molly Rideout, who is a writer herself, came on as co-director of Grin City a year later. During a tour of the farm, she points to where the authors write.
This building is an old corn crib, and so the way grain was stored before we had the big metal silos would be in these kind of room-sized bins. And we've converted 3 of them into writer studios.
It was Rideout's idea to display the writer's work in libraries. She says she had been thinking about ways in which creative writing and public art can intersect.
With creative writing, even with the internet as prevalent as it is now, there's a lot of opportunities for writing, but there's not a lot of opportunities for people to just happen upon it.
Rideout's concept was appealing enough to draw poet Purvi Shaw out of her Brooklyn, New York apartment to rural Iowa. She's crafting 3 poems for the project.
The idea of having my work up on library windows just seems so fantastic, you know, like a way for language to be alive and for people to really interact with it one-on-one.
Shaw says the poems she's working on at Grin City could not have been written at home in New York City. They've been influenced by the natural world that surrounds her in Iowa. Back in Coralville, the assistant director of the library, Ellen Alexander, watches the installation of Kevin Hayworth's essay with camera in hand and a smile. She's pleased her library was selected for the Grin City project.
I think it'll be fun to have this thing that sort of invites people in from the outside windows. They might want to come in and actually read it from as they're walking by the library on the sidewalk.
Molly Rideout and her team lean in close as they squeegee the letters and words onto the window. This tactile work gives Rideout a sense of what it might have been like years ago in publishing.
These days we spend so much time typing on a computer and then it goes off. Sometimes it gets published in a book, but mostly, you know, oftentimes it's just published online. And this gives it, you know, you are spending a lot of time working with each letter. And it kind of goes back to the printing press feel.
The writers working and living at Grin City will leave the state in a couple of weeks. Their words will stay behind. In Coralville, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.